Welcome, O listener, to another episode of Bite Sized Virtue. This is episode 2 of season 8. Pardon my notifications in the background. And you might be wondering why I didn't keep up posting Bite Sized Virtue episodes on a weekly basis. And the reason for that is mostly just I'm trying to approach the podcast in a smarter way. There's a bunch of different components to it now. There's Bite Sized Virtue, there's Spam, 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 Humbug, the main podcast. And then, of course, there's Bites of Spam, which I intend to use as kind of, you know, interstitial episodes. Spam, 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 Humbug. Still, if I can keep it going every 2 weeks, well, I'm going to keep trying to keep it going every 2 weeks. And Bites of Spam will kind of exist as interstitial episodes to fill in the odd weeks. And then, of course, now we're in the Lenten and coming up on the Easter season too here in not so short, but not too distant order. And so, of course, those episodes will continue to be published during that time as well. I think part of what I'm realizing this Lent is that I just can't overload myself anymore. You know, as was mentioned in the first episode, of course, you know, we started Lent. Like, it was the day after Ash Wednesday when we had to take our daughter into the hospital. And, you know, it was the Friday of that week that we were bringing her home from surgery. And that's, I think, just our entire Lent has really been characterized by this, you know, this realization that, you know, like, just stuff gets crazy, and it gets crazy so fast. And we just really need, as a family, to not let it be crazy. And so a way that I'm trying to do that is by not, you know, rushing myself into publishing up to, say, 3 podcast episodes in a week, because, of course, I still have scouting stuff, which is ongoing. And so, I guess, inadvertently, I find myself really starting to hone in on each of the individual 8 virtues. I'd actually intended to start by talking about compassion, but what I am instead winding up talking about as I'm narrating this is sacrifice. And I said in the first episode that I wanted to discuss, you know, very practical ways to practice the 8 virtues. I didn't want to focus too heavily on the philosophy behind them. I didn't want to focus too heavily on philosophy or theology in general with this series of bite-sized virtues. I wanted to focus on just like practical applications of each of the 8 virtues. And I guess I'm starting with sacrifice, which is weird, because I had intended to actually talk about some practical examples of compassion in this episode, but there it is. And I think, so I mean, here's the thing. Lent isn't about giving up stuff you shouldn't be doing anyways. You know, if you're approaching Lent saying, oh, well, this Lent I'm going to give up swearing. Well, you know what? I mean, it's not a bad thing to try and have custody of your tongue. It's not a bad thing to try and have custody of the language you use. But it's kind of one of those things that you should probably be doing anyways. And so giving up something that is a vice really kind of misses the point of what the Lenten penance is supposed to be about. The Lenten penance is really about, you know, it comes back to that line in Scripture. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And it's about giving up not bad things, but it's about, you know, bread is, of course, symbolic of another. Is the symbolism of bread is somewhat varied through Scripture, but, you know, in the particular line from Christ, man does not live by bread alone. Like, you know, he's refuting the devil's temptation to him, you know, by saying that, you know, the totality of our existence is not, you know, in the mere satiation of physical needs or physical wants. There's more to it than that. And so, you know, but it's not to say that, you know, we don't have physical needs. It's not to say we don't hunger. Man does not live by bread alone. But if man does not eat bread, then man will not live very long. So, you know, the idea behind the Lenten penance is not that you're giving up vices, but that you're giving up goods. You're giving up things that, you know, are beneficial to you, things that are important to you, maybe even things that, you know, in some way you need. And you're taking time to reframe your thinking and the way you act and how you live your life. Not in a way that, you know, says, well, I am just, you know, now devoid of these things, but in a way that, you know, sort of allows you to consider them in their proper context. It's not that, you know, you don't need to give up food entirely, right? Obviously, but you need to understand its proper place. And that's true of anything. Like for me, I don't want to give up podcasting anytime soon. I'm not going to give up podcasting anytime soon if I can help it. But equally, I don't need to be consumed by it. I don't need to be driving myself crazy trying to publish multiple different podcast episodes in a week. Two at the most is already kind of challenging, and going to three would be just insane. So the sacrifice that I'm making is that, you know what, I have to accept that I have limitations in terms of what I can publish, when I can publish, when I can record, when I can edit, and I have to be okay with that. And so, you know, one of the penances that I've wound up taking on this Lent is just to say, you know what, I don't need to push myself when it comes to the podcast stuff. Spam, 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 humbug will keep to roughly every 2 weeks. Scouting stuff will keep to roughly every 2 weeks. And if I can fill in the interstitial weeks with bits of content, then I will. But I'll also be okay with it if I have to let it slide, or if, you know, I don't release a bite-sized virtue every week of Lent, or if I don't release a bites of spam every other week once bite-sized virtue is done for this season. And that's kind of the other thing too about, you know, the Lenten penance, is that it's not just something that's, in a way it can, you know, just last for Lent. You can just, you know, give up, say, like, I typically don't drink alcohol during Lent. But, you know, the Lenten penances that really are meant to have the most effect in your life, to effect the most change for the better in your life, are things that you should carry beyond Lent, things you should carry into the Easter season, and even past Pentecost, into the rest of your life. And so this is, for me, you know, an opportunity to really learn and grow, to not give up entirely, but to let go of the need for a certain schedule in this thing that I love doing, this thing that I took on, not even knowing where I was going with it, and which has turned into a very, very good thing to do. And that's sort of, you know, that's the sacrifice, I guess, that I'm making, not just in Lent, but I think going forward, that, you know what, I love this thing, but I can easily get too consumed with it, get too carried away with it. And I need to just reframe it. I need to just reconsider how much of my time I want to devote to it as opposed to other things. My family, my other leisure activities, things like that. And I think, you know, the lesson maybe that we can pull out of that is that, you know, sacrifice kind of, you know, is a necessary thing. It in a way, it should permeate kind of everything we do, because we should really try and avoid becoming so attached to things and so consumed by things that they start to push out all of the other things that are important to us, maybe even the things that are more important to us. But, you know, because we've placed such artificial importance on certain things in our heads, that we allow these other things that are more important to kind of get pushed to the side inadvertently. We don't even mean to necessarily, but it kind of happens because, oh, I do this thing and it's really crazy important, and I just don't have time for this other stuff right now. Well, that's not good. And so, you know, maybe the practical example of sacrifice is to just, you know, look at our own lives and to look at the things that are really important to us and the things that we like to do, and just try and consider how to hold all of these things in balance. And if that means doing less of some things or more of other things, then just being okay with that. And if it isn't quite... if that means that we're not doing something quite to the level that we maybe hope we could, we have to be okay with that too. So I guess if I have a challenge to you going forward is just to do that in your own life. Just, you know, think of all the different things that you do to occupy your time. The things you need to do, the things you like to do, the things you love to do, the people you love to do them with. And just ask yourself if it's all in the right balance. And if it kind of feels like maybe it isn't, then ask yourself what you need to change. Not necessarily get rid of, but just change. Which priorities, which allocations of time you need to change in order to make things feel more in balance. And that is Bite-Sized Virtue for this week. Thank you for listening, and until next time, be virtuous.